KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Close the room and there's a 15 second delay on it. Like we have Carmine, Carla. Yeah, everyone's in.
Okay, let's hear Rita and Linda.
They're just.
Can we get a motion to exit executive session?
I move to exit executive session at 11:04.
This is Brenda, I'll second.
Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
So the superintendent's contract, the discussion was to accept the contract states up to 3 days of remote work, the increase of the housing stipend to $1,000, And then the salary adjustments for the next 3 years and a 3-year term. Is there a motion to accept that contract?
I'll make a motion to accept the contract as presented with Alaska Standard Time.
That you're working Alaska Standard Time.
A second.
Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
No.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
No.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is resolution 2501. Mike, give a little explanation.
Yeah, I'll give a little history here. So one of the things that I've done in the last year is review the history of contracts in the district. And they're definitely in the district office. There were some, over the last 10 years, some changes that happened gradually. One of those was a leave cash out that kind of increased for certain people in the district office. It was different for different people. And so, again, I don't want to dwell on what happened previously, but I think moving forward, it's really important that we have total transparency and everybody's leave in their contracts, and that we have more equity. By equity, I mean that everybody who works in the district has similar benefits. So I was proposing to change district office personnel contracts to be more equitable with what else is around the district as far as leave, which would be so similar number of personal days and same cash buyout, not the big cash buyout that was in some previous contracts. So this is a resolution to acknowledge that if I were to make that change, that one of our employees had in her contract that she was able to bank annual leave and then eventually cash it out. So if we were to make this change, it basically takes away any leave. It just erases any leave that person had banked that had been contractually promised to keep. So after consulting with the lawyer, this was the suggestion that the fair thing to do if we wanted to honor that was to change the contracts, like I was suggesting, for the future, but to do that cash leave now as opposed to at the end of when that person leaves the district, like was in the contract. Is that explanation clear?
They're not taking it away. They just got to take it now. Otherwise, they're going to fall under the new contract.
And then they will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
That was already something that was already contractually obligated. After consulting with the lawyer, and this is what I thought too, that this is the fair and legal way to deal with that. And then that would allow us moving forward to have very transparent and more equitable contracts.
So this would mean like they wouldn't, it wouldn't just like add up for how many years they would have to take it like at the end of their contract or
The way it had been written into, from what I can tell, 4 or 5 people's contracts previously, only one's in the district, or will be at the end of this year. It was written that they could accumulate their annual leave up to a certain number. And again, that number was different for different people. And then when they separated from the district, that's the way it's written into the contract, upon their separation from the district, they could cash all that banked leave out.
Okay.
So if we were to change this person's contract to say you can no longer bank that leave and you can no longer cash it out, you know, at the end of your, upon separation from the district, then we've essentially taken away that they had been banking, which has a cash out.
But with this resolution, it says you can cash this out now, and then starting on our next contract cycle, we'll fall under the new contract. And so none of the staff will, or the contracts will be written to where they're able to roll time over to cash out. Because the way it's explained is like 1 year, it's what you say, we cashed out $90,000 in contracts. Another year, it was $40,000. So it's really hard to budget for those inconsistencies. So this will help stabilize that portion of our budget.
And then everybody will be the same. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's when it kind of became apparent to me that it was a challenge, is that $97,000 at the end of the year that we're cashing out, and we didn't budget for that in the beginning. That's problematic from a financial standpoint. And then just to be fair and equal to everybody. So what this resolution does is it would say, that the board would approve of making this cash payout now, as opposed to when this person separates from the district.
Okay.
Is there a motion to approve resolution 2501?
I'll make the motion to approve resolution 2501.
I'll second this, Carly.
Roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Motion for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
This is Carla, I second.
11:11.
11:11.
Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, the Aleutians Eastboro School District that special meeting of the school board has now been aired. We're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming here on President's Day. A little Paul and Linda McCartney right in the middle of it, then some more, and then some more, and then some Joe Walsh. Thank you.
is so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home.
Get around, get your feet up. here comes a flock of wah-wahs.
Thank you.
Thanks. About a year ago, I was sitting around helping my ma finish a crossword puzzle. And there was this little thing on the back of the crossword puzzle book. It had a bunch of similes, like sly as a fox and busy as a bee. And you were supposed to fill in the blanks. So me and her started filling them in, and we got to laughing about some of them. And she started telling me some of the ones she heard when she was a kid in Kentucky, and they're unmentionable. But I didn't forget about it, and I took that page out of the book and kept it in my back pocket for a while, and I started collecting these similes because it seemed odd to me that somebody could sing like an angel but eat like a horse. So I let this kind of simmer for about a year, and I sat down last Sunday and wrote this song. Originally, the song was going to be called When the World Was Flat as a Pancake, Mona Lisa Was Happy as a Clam. But I opted for a different one here. It just is called It's a Big Old Goofy World. Up in the morning, work like a dog. It's better than sitting like a bump on a log. Mind all your manners, be quiet as a mouse. Someday you'll own a home that's as big as a house. Well, I know a fella, eats like a horse, knocks his old balls round the old golf course. He ought to see his wife, she's a cute little dish. She smokes like a chimney and drinks like a fish. There's a big old goofy man dancing with a big old goofy girl. Ooh, baby, it's a big old goofy world. Now Elvis had a woman with a head like a rock. I wished I had a woman that made my knees knock. She'd sing like an angel and eat like a bird. And if I wrote a song, she'd know every single word. There's a big old goofy man dancing with a big old goofy girl. Ooh, baby, it's a big old goofy world. Kiss a little baby, give the world a smile. If you take an inch, give him back a mile. Cause if you lie like a rug and you don't give a damn, you're never gonna be
as happy as a clam. So I'm sitting in a hotel, trying to write a song. My head is just as empty as the day is long. Why, it's clear as a bell, I should have gone to school. I'd be wise as an owl instead of stubborn as a mule. There's a big old goofy man dancing with a big old goofy girl. Ooh, baby, it's a big old goofy world. Ooh, baby, it's a big old goofy world. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Heads up to everyone. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Bristol Bay, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Chinook, and statewide finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, for consideration by the board in its 2025 to 2026 meeting cycle. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Thursday, April 10th, 2025, as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online, by mail, or fax. If you'd like to submit online, information is at www.adfg.alaska.gov. By postal mail, ADFNG, Board's Support Section, P.O. Box 115526, Juneau, Alaska 99811-5526, and fax 907-465-6094. All proposals must be received by Thursday, April 10th, 2025, at the Board Support Section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for timely receipt.
My heart says it's right. You got what it takes.
Yeah, yeah.
To satisfy.
Yeah, yeah.
You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Oh, 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 yeah. You got what it takes for me. You don't live in a beautiful place. And you don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes.
Yeah, yeah.
To satisfy.
Yeah, yeah.
You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Oh, 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 yeah. You got what it takes for me. And when you're near me, oh, we, my head goes around and round. And when you kiss me, oh, yeah, my love can tumble and down. You send me, you know, to live in a beautiful place. And you don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Oh, 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 yeah. You got what it takes for me. And when you're near me, oh, wee, my head goes around and round. And when you kiss me, oh, yeah, my love came a-tumbling down. You send me, you don't live in a beautiful place. And you don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes. To satisfy, you got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Oh, oh, yeah, you got what it takes for me. Oh, yeah, you got what it takes for me. You got what it takes for me. Don't need no fine clothes, but you got what it takes for me.
For me, 'cause I'm all right. Just
Tune in to KSDP for Morning Edition from 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. National Public Radio's weekday morning news magazine, providing news in context, airing thoughtful ideas and commentary, and reviewing important new music, books, and events in the arts.
Deep inside.